What's up? Thanks for joining me on this inaugural episode of Bikes and Bullshit. Today, I have Cole Holly in with me, and we're going to talk about his motorcycle parts store as well as his fat ass Instagram pages. Let's get into that shit.
You are now listening to Bikes and Bullshit.
Yep, we're live.
Money. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Perfect.
You good?
Yep,
I can hear you. Cool. You're Cole Holly.
I'm Cole Holly.
Cole Street Killer Holly. Kill all streets.
I don't know how I got the nickname, but that's it. That's it.
Shout out to Turkey Neck. You're a, would you consider yourself a young entrepreneur?
We can go with that.
Or does that sound like too douchey?
The entrepreneur term is getting real douchey. So like, I try not to call myself an entrepreneur, but like, I dabble in some businesses.
That's kind of how
I don't have a job. If that counts.
Everybody's an entrepreneur now.
Yeah, honestly, if you're a drug dealer, you're an entrepreneur. So
my chick met a dude the other day that had a meme page, and he called himself an entrepreneur. It's like,
yeah,
yes,
dude.
But no.
Yeah, it's getting weird. I mean, everyone shit with 1,000 followers is a social media influencer too.
Apparently,
so, like, same thing. But I honestly can't lie. When I was real young, I guess not even real young, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool. I could just like, if I was doing my own thing, I just put like entrepreneur in my bio. Like, that'd be so cool. And then you get a little older, you're like, nah, that's douchey as fuck. Like,
nope, I can't
no,
that.
It's not like, but I mean, like, it's the cool thing now to be an entrepreneur until people do it.
And nothing against anybody who's got entrepreneur in their bio.
Yeah, nothing against you guys. Like,
you're still cool.
Like, yeah. I guess I don't know what the actual definition of entrepreneur is. I guess if you sell something, that's, I don't know. I really don't know. I'd be curious. I should look it up.
I don't know. I don't know the actual definition. I just know what it is.
Yeah, I should look it up.
Yeah, so your main thing is the moto store, correct?
Yeah, that's how I pay my bills. Oof.
What led you up to making the moto store? Like, what were you doing before that? Like,
so yeah, I guess I'll dive right in. So it all started, like, got out of college, like, struggled to find a good job, applied for fucking thousands of jobs, like probably like hundreds of jobs. And then my dad worked construction and he said he'd pay me $20 an hour cash. And it was like, fuck, like 40 grand a year. Like, it's hard to beat. Like, you had to work, like, but it was like work. Like, we worked late every day. Like, same shit probably Subi's doing now. So like,
lots of work.
Yeah, so it was fun. I learned a lot, but then I started researching. I was always researching, always interested in like some sort of business, like always trying to do something. So then I was like, well, flipping house would be cool. It's the same style of work, but it sounds like you make more money, and like, it's just like, sounds fun. You turn a shit house into a cool house. So like, I like try to get into flipping houses, but it takes a lot of capital. And like, me and my dad, we did one together, and like, we realized we weren't a great team together. Like, I wanted to make some decisions, but he's funding it, so like, you know, let me make too many decisions. So I was like, well, real estate's cool, so I fucking got into real estate. But then I was like, always in the back of my mind, I was like, I want to do something. Like, real estate, you're still like working for somebody, like, kind
that's
of.
That's a hustle,
like,
dude. Real estate's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. And like, a lot of competition, being young also didn't help.
And you're probably not making shit your first couple years doing real estate.
You don't make shit, dude. I think my first year selling real estate, I made like 10 grand. Like, and that's like 10 grand profit. I had some expenses. Like, I built a website and like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And like, gas my, like, haul the expenses. But like, I didn't make shit my first year. But I was doing part time. So then, dude, I guess this is how the motorcycle shit started. I was like trying to build a website. Like, we can talk about it at a later day. It was like a dumbass idea that would never work. But I was like just so curious and like starting something. So my homie texted me one day, Spencer, and he's like, bro, I know you're trying to start that website, but you should start something.
Sumo Spence?
Yeah, Sumo Spence.
Shout out to Sumo Spence.
Yeah, literally started the whole thing for me. He's like, bro, you should start a website that has to do with supermotos. He's like, we're into it. Why don't you start a website with supermotos? I was like, that's a good idea. And I was like, then I started looking. I was like, well, maybe I won't start a website. Maybe I'll just start an Instagram. So I fucking started Supermoto Nation. And then I just like kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And like, I sold a couple t-shirts on it, but I was like, yo, I gotta like figure out a way to like make this, like make a business out of this somehow. So then one day I was like, yo, I like got on Warp 9's website, and I was like, oh shit, I could drop ship these wheels. Like, all I need is a website. And like, this other guy's doing it, and his website's terrible. Like, how can I make it better? So then, dude, one day I like just started doing the research. I found out about Shopify, and I found a name. Like, it took me a while to find a good name. And then I was like, dude, I'm starting the moto store. Cause I just had Supermoto Nation. I was like, oh, I gotta figure out a way to like monetize this somehow. I have all these followers, and I don't want to just like run bullshit ads. Like, I sold some, like, ran some ads. You can make a little bit of money off it, but like, you're selling bullshit for other people. Like, dudes I had put ads on there like which sound like fake Oakley gloves, and like I didn't know they're fake.
Like you're running those on Supermoto Nation?
Yeah, and like you would get paid, and it was like still like bike content, so it was like it worked out okay, and the dude sold a decent amount, I think. But then the dudes got them, and they're like, "Yo, these are fake as fuck." I was like, "Well, shit!" Like, I didn't sell them. Like, I'll ask the guy, and then their shit was like, he was drop shipping from Alibaba, and I like realized that this afterwards. So I was like, "Yo, I gotta get away from that." So then, like, yeah, interesting. Like, I would make like I could get like it all depends, but like, do you get like $50 for a 24-hour post? So, like, one post a day or
how many like followers did you have on Instagram at that point?
I was probably like, I don't know, 100 plus. Can you hear that? Yeah, you can.
Making some noise in there.
That's funny. We didn't think you'd be able to hear it.
Yeah,
you can.
It may not play through on the audio. That's okay.
Okay. Super. You edit it out, anyways. Yeah. So let's see where I was. Yeah. So then I just ended up starting the Motor Store. I realized I could do that, so I was doing that.
How many followers did you have on the Supermoto Nation at that point?
Oh, and I was
making like
ads,
$50 for a 24-hour
like
post.
Like 100 plus. Like I really didn't start. I didn't want to monetize anything until I had a certain amount of followers because like I don't want to turn people. You can like turn people away. And, like,
yeah.
I watched some of these big accounts like go to all ads and like not in their engagement on their regular shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like they'll post like 6 ads a day, and I was just like, fuck, I don't want to do that. Like, I wanted to keep the page still good. So, yeah, I was doing that for a little bit. And then, like, I started the Moto Store. Let's see. That was 2 years ago in September. Yeah, so 2 years ago. And then I was doing the Moto Store and real estate at the same time and working with my dad at the same time. Like, literally just, like, making everything work. Because real estate was the same shit. It was, like, you had to put money into marketing to make it work. And the Moto Store, you had to put money into marketing to make it work. So, like, I wasn't really fucking making any money on those businesses. So, like, I worked for my dad still, like, a couple days a week. And I finally got to the point where I was doing just real estate and just the Moto Store. And then I woke up one day and I was like, fuck, I want to get out of Michigan. And, like, the Moto Store was doing okay. And I was like, it was, I could realize it was, like, enough to, like, just pay my bills. Like, and still to this point, like, I'm paying my bills, but, like, I'm like, I gotta, if I want some extra money, I'm hustling, doing, like, other shit. Like,
yeah.
Sitting back to, like, selling t-shirts on Supermoto Nation, like, all sorts of different stuff to, like, make an extra buck. Like, really anything. But, yeah, then so, yeah, I started the Moto Store 2 years ago, and then I'm still doing that to this day. But I got some other ideas going now. I definitely got some other ideas.
Yeah. You want to dive into those or no? Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't want to talk about them too much. Like, just I want to make them come to life first.
Yeah.
I don't like talk about it and then it doesn't happen. That. I hate doing that. I've actually talked about these ideas before, but I just like.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into too much detail about them.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So you were coming up with all this while you're still in Michigan.
Yes.
Was moving to Texas like a good move for all this, or like has that helped in any way?
Yeah, 100%. Like I don't have the numbers. I could get them. I should know it. But even when I was going through, I started noticing more like you just build real life connections. Like you can build all the connections on Instagram and all the connections you want on Facebook groups, and like Facebook and like talk to people on the fucking phone, whatever you want to do. But like when you meet people in real life and they see you at these big rides, they're like, oh shit, like okay, this dude's actually involved. Like so, yeah, I would say. I don't know. It's increased my orders by a ton. So the Moto Store.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was going through my Black Friday orders, there was a lot of Texas orders and a lot of Michigan orders as well.
Oh, so I'm getting like mostly from those two places? Or or you just notice there's a lot from
I just noticed there's a lot.
Yeah.
I really don't know the numbers, like what exactly the percentage of them are. I should look it up. But I mean, I guess there's two. There was a big Supermoto scene in Michigan and there's a giant Supermoto scene in Texas. So it makes sense overall. But
was it bigger here?
100%.
Oh.
Yo, honestly, though, when we started our Supermoto scene in Michigan, we had a group ride, and we probably had 50 people show up, all Supermotos. And that was, like, fuck, like, for Michigan. But then, like, some people got into track riding, and some people like to go ride in the hood and do wheelies. And then, like, it caused controversy, and the group, like, completely split up.
It's so strange that all these motorcycle groups, like, split over dumb shit
dude,
all the time.
I, literally, the
I
same drama
like,
we
so
had, you
drama.
Guys tell me you had the same shit.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I honestly, like... I don't love the track, but like if you ride fucking a supermoto, we're cool. Like I don't have no issues. Like I don't give a fuck if you just ride 10 mph and go to work and commute. Like I don't care how you ride. Like are we gonna ride together every day? Probably not.
Right. That's kind of how I am. I mean, I like riding dirt and shit, but like I've never ridden a asphalt track or anything like that.
Yeah, me
like,
either. I've never gone.
We don't have that here.
But honestly, we had one in Michigan, but like there's no jumps, and it was just like the dirt section was terrible, and it was just like never sounded that fun to me. I was like, dude, I can go to the hood and ride wheelies. Like, shit.
Yeah.
That's fuck
this.
I
hit the streets
fun.
And show out for people. For
right.
People unsuspecting.
The vibes are just better. For me, like, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Like, some people like to go to the track and, like, compete, but I competed my whole life with baseball, and I was just kind of like, that's why I always liked BMX as a kid, because BMX, I had no coach. Like, there's no coach. You just go and have fun.
Yeah.
Like, baseball, I had to coach my whole fucking life. And that shit gets old. Like, this shit gets real old. And honestly, I think that's one reason why I really was pushing to, like, the entrepreneur thing anyways. Because it's like, I didn't want a boss. Like, I was, like, very sick of, like, some dude telling me what to do. Especially half
the time. Definitely. Oh, it's even harder when it's, like, your own family.
It's real tough, yeah.
A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people don't get that.
No.
I get to work with my dad, and it's...
It works.
It's great most days, but there's some times where I'm just like, dude, fuck you.
It's hard to separate, like, being a dad and a boss and, like, being a son and employee.
It really is.
Yeah, like, you... Yeah.
It makes... It kind of makes it where you don't want to see them outside of work. And it's like, it's your family, you should want to see them, but...
100%. 100%.
Sometimes it's like, dude, I just spent all fucking week with you, you can suck my ass this weekend, like, I ain't fucking talking.
Dude, it was terrible. It got a little better, so when I first moved home from college, I was like broke as fuck, so I moved back home.
Yeah.
So I was working with my dad and living at home. So, like, work kind of turns into your lifestyle, like, there's no, like, going home. I was like, oh, on the weekends, my dad was, like, still doing stuff for the business, so, like... I'm helping on the weekends now, and like, it's just shit around the house, but it's like 2 or 3 hours every single day, and it like it gets old. Like, there's no like going shit, out dude, for that.
That's
weekend.
Me more and more lately now.
Yeah, and like
you're getting away from it. I'm fucking diving in.
Yeah, that was tough. But I think as I got older, it would have been better. But I was young, and I wanted to go out every fucking weekend. Like, I was in college, I partied every weekend, so I was still in that mode.
Yeah.
Like, now it'd be a little different. I think.
Oh, dude, it's funny thinking back like a few years ago, like. Dude, I'd be out till 2 in the morning, getting up at 5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just fine.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, it's fucking 8:30. Woo!
Yeah, the light.
I better
hit
the hay soon, or else I won't be getting up in the morning. It's gonna be rough.
Oh, dude, I'm still on a crazy ass sleep schedule. I'm still. It's like, it's fucking
dude,
nuts.
I'll text the group chat in the morning. And you're fucking still up.
Yeah.
I'll be like fucking before 6 in the morning. You're just like, oh, I'm not even going to bed yet. Like, what are you doing,
dude? I've learned, like, dude, I work good at night. Like, because dude, during the day, it's like my phone's always fucking going. I just like. I get caught up and spend a lot of time on my phone.
Yeah,
and, like,
I'm
kind of
jealous that
people
get like a day off during the week.
Yeah,
whenever you catch a random day off in the week, like everything's dead because most people are still working. You're just like, no one's out right now. This is great,
dude. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
It is. But, it's definitely different than the weekend.
Yeah, yo. So that's another thing that like, yo, when you get into like the entrepreneur shit, it's like it's very hard to like separate your week from your weekend. Like, it's almost all blends in. Like, there's always something to do. And like, I've got better at like not answering as many questions or emails and like DMs during the weekend. Sometimes I'll like just completely just like wait till Monday morning.
Yeah,
dude. But then you do that shit nowadays, like other companies are getting back to people during the weekend. So like, I had a guy the other day and he like,
I hate DMs. Like, I hate people that ask questions through DMs, just because like if you establish that conversation right there, then it's just a constant conversation. Where is if they email you something, like, they're probably going to ask all their questions in that one email.
One email, yeah.
If it's a DM, they're going to sit there and talk back and forth with you forever. And you do that with 5, 6, 7, 10 people. And you're holding all these conversations, and you can't do anything else because you have all these conversations.
It's almost like a full-time job.
Yeah, literally.
And then, like, you read it, and they see it's seen, so you almost, like, have to reply, and then, like, yeah, good stuff. But honestly, my shit right now, dude, is, like, I bet it's 80% questions are in the DMs or Facebook messages, and then the rest is email. Like, a lot of, like, older customers will still email, but the majority are DMing. So, yeah.
I used to hate getting emails, and now I'm just like, please just ask me something in an email.
Yeah, now that's how I am too. It just,
you know, an adult now.
Yeah, email works good, but everyone likes a DM. The only cool thing about DMs is I can still, I can act a little more casual in the DMs. This is so weird, but like I can act a little more casual in the DMs. Like, you don't have to sign off like, thank you, Cole. Like,
yeah.
It's like, that's cool. You can say yo and like little shit like that.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to act as professional and like. I used to, when I first started, like, I was young, I didn't, like, get it. Like, I would act super professional, and, like, honestly, it kind of turned people off. They were like, yo, just be your, like, they wanted me to just act like myself.
Yeah.
And that's easier anyways. Like, acting super, super professional, honestly, is like, it gets old sometimes.
It can. And I don't know. Like, you're selling supermoto shit. Like,
why do I gotta be, like, act like I'm fucking selling you a Apple
computer? Yeah, the person buying
like,
the product is probably a shithead, so.
You know? To all you supermoto riders, you guys are all shitheads.
Dude, straight up. Straight up.
Yeah. Yo, that was the coolest thing about getting into the motor store. One of the coolest things is, like, dude, it's just, like, you're talking to people that have the same passion as you all day long.
Yeah, makes like, it kind of easy to
real estate,
relate to them.
Yeah, real estate.
You already have something
loved.
In common.
Real estate, I was, like, selling houses to people that, like, where they were like, one was a doctor and the wife was a lawyer, and I'm just like, I have nothing in common.
Ugh,
like
trying to fucking small like, talk as you show them the house and shit.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like awkward conversations, like a lot of small talk, and like that gets old.
That's definitely one of my weak points is trying to talk to strangers. And here I am starting a fucking podcast.
But your podcast is going to be like people that have the same shit as you. Like, it's not like complete strangers. Yeah. Even if you haven't met them before. I mean, like, dude, we can go to a ride and talk to anybody at a ride because there's like bikes. Like, it's easy to talk to people. If I go to like a fucking somebody's wedding, it's like, I gotta like make some small talk with these people that like have nothing.
The worst. To me. Yeah. The worst. Sounds like a fucking family holiday.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. That's the worst. I try to avoid those. We talked about that before. That's funny. Yeah, shit, dude. That's kind of how I got started in the motor store. It's like not a crazy story. Yeah. But like that's how it all started. I just then dude, it's just like a grind, getting try to grow it. So like I'm super stoked though, like.
So right now, like, you have pretty much just mostly what the Supermoto, like, community wants. Like, stunt parts and, some, like, a couple other, key items.
I mean, I'll be transparent. Go ahead.
Like, how big is the crossover into, like, dirt bike parts? I feel like dirt bike parts are way more vast than, like, just specifically kind of what the Supermoto community is, like, looking for.
100%. So,
like, do you think you'll want to cross into,
Being
the next fucking Rocky Mountain Super, whatever the fuck.
I think about it every single day. So when you get, I'll tell you, this is the struggle. This is a challenge. Well, clearly, like Rocky Mountain, are fucking huge, and like
they have a lot of money behind them.
Lots of money, and actually, like Tucker Rocky is like, or they're one of the distributors. They just like filed bankruptcy. So like, is it as good as? I don't know if that was a strategic move or like, is it not good or like, and they don't sell direct. They sell to like people like Rocky Mountain or like they sell to people like me or like who else?
Yeah.
Like dealerships. But so my next move is going to be like stunt bikes because it's a niche.
Yeah.
Supermoto wheels. Like my two biggest things I sell right now is like probably HC1s and Supermoto wheels.
Oh yeah. Sling and the fucking handbrakes and the fucking wheels. But
it's a niche. People can't go on Rocky
That's all
Mountain.
You need, though, for a Supermoto.
Yes, literally.
Handbrake and Supermoto wheels.
Yes, exactly.
And then you're a killer.
Yes, that's all you need, which is, like, it's great. But they can't go on Rocky Mountain and buy Supermoto wheels and fucking NHC1.
Yeah.
So I have a niche there. So, like, I'm trying to get – then, like, the stunt bike scene to be the next. I'm, like, slowly working my way in. I'm getting in with more, like, dealers. I just got in with Keptech and, like, a few other people.
Yeah.
So, like, getting into that niche. But the dirt bike scene is tough, dude, because there's no – there's no parts that are, like, niche, very niche-oriented. So, like, dude, then I'm, like, at that point, you're direct competition with, like, Rocky Mountain. And, like, I even have customers now, and I get it. 100% I get it. Like, I'll have the same product, and, like, they'll buy shit from me all the time, but then they go to, like, Rocky Mountain to buy, like, their plastics or something. Like, like, I get it. It's just, it's easy. Like, Rocky Mountain's website is fucking phenomenal, and, like, it's easy. Like, you know it's for fucking one-day shipping. Like, it's everything that works out good. So, but, yeah, I definitely want to expand, but then, I don't know.
Do you want to expand to the point where you, like, have a fucking warehouse you're operating out of? Or you're like, ooh, that might be too much headache.
In my head, yes, that's the goal.
Yeah.
But I also, I take a step back and think sometimes, like, that's why I'm getting creative on some other ideas. Like, dude, to, like, compete with the Giants, I mean, like, I don't even know. Like, it could take 30 years and you might not even be close.
Yeah.
Like, unless you, like, then you start getting some funding. Like, you gotta get real creative. Like, Revzilla popped in and started competing with the Giants, like, pretty fast, but they got it when the internet first started popping. Like, I'm
and Revzilla has like all sorts of different,
and they've done it all through content. Yeah, and also gear. The margins on selling gear is a lot better. I can't even sell gear yet. Like, literally cannot sell gear because I don't have a storefront. I can't get in with a distributor that will sell me gear.
I was gonna say, I think the storefront itself is probably what's like probably a big literally like just hurdle you have to hop over
just
like,
to get in to be a distributor. I don't even want a storefront. Like, I don't want that.
Nobody needs a storefront now.
No.
Nobody goes to the store anymore.
No. Like, I honestly, like, Cycle Gear, I don't even know how they're in business. Well, they just bought Revzilla, actually, I'm pretty sure. Whoever owns Cycle Gear, I think something.
Cycle Gear's dog shit anyways. So.
Yeah. They just bought Revzilla. Whoever owns Cycle
Dude,
Gear
they have
Revzilla.
Like, every time I go in there, they have shitty parts. Or shitty fucking tools. They always break. I've got 3 chain breakers in my garage, all broken. Fucking junk. They have, like, the shittiest apparel you can fucking come up with.
I've read that. What's the what's their brand that everyone makes
fun of? Oh, fuck. I don't know.
I heard they have their... I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, whatever the Cycle Gear specials are, that's trash.
Dude, but I've never been into a Cycle Gear. But that's the hard part. Like, nobody can have a store that stocks all the good shit nowadays. So they stock, like...
And I hate buying, like, gear or helmets or something. Like, I don't want to buy a helmet online. I don't know how the fuck it's going to fit. Because, like, one helmet, you'll be a large. This one, you'll be an extra large or something. That's true. You know?
Yeah, but now that's why these all these online places, bro. You have shoes and helmets and jackets and, like, RevZilla and pretty free returns.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, like, makes it nice, but at the same time, like, I want the shit in my hand right now.
I'm the same way.
Dude, why can't Psycho Gear just have good shit?
Yo, I catch myself, though, like, I'd go to the dealership, because dealerships are always a little more expensive.
Yeah.
So I'd catch myself, I'd go try the helmet on at the dealership, and I'd go home and order online. Yep. Like, that's fucked up.
That's
like,
true. That is a thing.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Maxim has a pretty good selection of shit like that,
too. Yeah, Maxim's a nice dealership.
That's
nice.
Like,
yo, so in Michigan,
the most in-depth dealership I've ever been to.
In Michigan, there's... I don't want
to. I needed a fucking oil plug. And like, nobody had one in Houston. And I was like, what? Really? Yes. I saw like fucking blue ones and red ones and like every color you could want at Maxim. What the fuck? That's, I'm spoiled. Yeah, I'm spoiled living right here next to Maxim.
Texas as a whole, or Dallas maybe, because I've been at some dealerships that are nice. In Michigan, it's not like that. There's very few dealerships that like literally have anything. Like, you have to order everything.
Really?
Everything. A lot of dealerships have gone out of business.
Damn, that's where you could be stepping up, dude.
I know. Dude, just, I don't know if I want to get in. I've seen some guys make some decent money off, like, selling, like, actual bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and getting creative. But, dude, I've talked to
some people. Dude, I feel like the people that really make money off selling bikes is, like, they're doing it on the side. Not, like, dude, I know plenty of people that sell bikes at dealerships, and every single person has been like, nope.
Yeah, every salesman I've talked to said don't get it.
Use bikes. At your fucking house. That's the way to do it, I feel
legit.
Like.
Legit. Especially if you're a hustler. The last, and like, you never know, people bullshit, but like, he sounds pretty honest, and like, it made sense. I've heard the same story from a couple of people. Like, the last guy I sold my Triumph 675 to, he flipped bikes on the side, or like, not on the side, his full-time gig. He flipped bikes, and like, he bought my bike for a decent price. Like, not full value, but decent price. He's like, dude, how are you gonna make money on this? Like, dude, if I make $200, I'm happy. He's like, I flip 350 bikes a year. He said a couple years he made $250,000, like, God, flipping bikes, but like 350 bikes. Just that's
selling shit off Craigslist.
Yep. And then like, yeah, when he had some free time, he'd like, dude, I sit back. He was like, I showed up. He's drinking Corona. Like flipping, searching through Craigslist.
Scrolling Craigslist, drinking beer.
Yep.
And like, then working.
He'd flip it. He had one mechanic that would fix shit on him, and like,
damn.
Yeah, the dude would fix shit in his garage for him, and he would find the deals. But he must have had his license for the auctions, and he would go wherever it is, and he'd come back, and like, he'd post a picture, and he'd have like a trailer with like 30 crotch rockets. He'd figure out sport bikes. Shit. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd get 30 at one time and then do pretty good.
Yeah.
He just like found out what bikes sell. But yeah, I think, dude, but everyone down here, like, fuck, everybody I talk to is trying to flip bikes, and it's just like, fuck.
Dude, I don't think there's a good way to do it down here. Craigslist is constantly flooded with deals.
Yeah.
With motorcycle deals. Like, people can't
I just bought this DRZ, I'm about to flip. But then, fuck, bro, I come out the other day, and, like, so I knew the case had, like, a little crack in it, and it was, he told me it was JB Weld, dude, but, like, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought I could probably get away with it. Like, just be honest, tell the dude, hey, the case is JB Weld, but it works. Like, all them DRZ guys do that. Fuck, yeah. I come out to my storage unit the other day, and this fucking bike has leaked the entire, every drop of oil is on my floor of my storage unit. Like, fucked up a pair of my shoes. Whoops. It's just like, what the fuck? And, dude, I don't know how it, because it sat in there for like 3 days before. But yeah. I must have just leaned it over the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaked every last drop.
Evan was telling me that after he put his new graphics and shit on the other day, he dropped his bike or something and punched a hole in the case.
I thought he fell. He dropped it?
I think he dropped it. Oh, I can't, my God. He told me, but I don't remember now.
Yeah.
I think he just JB welded a fucking rag onto it.
Oh, and then I saw that.
He was like a quarter mile from his house, and somebody dropped off some JB weld to him in a car because they didn't have a truck to load it up. Dropped that off. He said there was like a rag on the ground, and he just like JB welded the rag over the hole.
I didn't realize he dried that fast. And then he
said
like there's
still enough. He said he let it dry for like 5 minutes and then rode it home.
Oh my God. It's not clean. It went, it's got like oil all over it. That's crazy.
He said that that's like, good to know. I was like, you weren't worried about the oil level in the bike? He was just like, oh, you know, there's a little sight glass. It was still like there was some in there.
Oh my God. It's
like, oh dude, I would have pushed that bitch back.
Don't buy Evans YZ450.
No, God no. Dude, that idiot.
Oh shit, that's funny. God. Yeah, that's why it's nice to have a truck. That's
yeah. Nice. Do you think like the supermoto community, do you think it's like still growing right now? Like, I feel like it's been popping off like crazy, like stateside. It's like trying to catch up to Europe, but I don't think it ever will.
Yeah, Europe is they're big.
It's like such a different culture. It's too expensive to like have a fucking car there or something, I guess. I don't know. Bikes,
yeah.
Just, yeah, super I don't know, but like,
they're a great scene, it seems like.
Like, do you think it's like still growing exponentially? Like, still just on the up and up, or has it like kind of slowed down?
I think it is growing, like, and just from like looking at a few factors, I guess. I'm watching a lot of guys with Groms go into Supermotos. A lot of stunt bike guys are even buying Supermotos. I'm watching.
They're too fun.
Yeah, it does everything right. So, like, a Supermoto is a stunt bike that you can also ride off road, they can put some dirt wheels on and go ride. You can fucking, yeah, it works for everything. But, like, I'm watching, like, Supermoto Nation is still growing. Motard Mafia is fucking growing, like, fast as fuck. So, like, people are still interested. Like,
do you know who runs Motard Mafia?
Yeah, yeah. He's
okay, homie, you're friends with him?
He's, I think he lives in Australia.
How big is that page? That one's...
Oh, shit, he's just hit, like, 300.
Okay.
In the beginning, we're always, like, close, and he's just fucking, he's killing it. But, yeah, he's killing it. And at first, it's a funny thing, like... He tried to always, like, compete, and, like, we would, like, he, like, blocked me, and, like, all this shit.
What?
Yeah, it was just, like, because we were, like, kind of, like, posting the same shit, and, like, every day we'd post the same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that's part of Instagram, so, like.
There's always so much.
Yeah. And I was, like, dude, that's honestly okay. Like, that's okay. Like,
yeah. If
we both posted, I think people would probably like it both. Like.
Yeah, I follow both of you guys. I don't ever think about, like.
Yeah, like, nobody really cares.
One's competing over the other.
No, so I finally, like, we talked one day. I was, like, yo, it's good, bro. Like, we don't have to compete. Like, we still on our pages. Like, I was, like, if I see a post on your page, I'll tag you. If you see it first on my page, just say via Supermoto Nation. Like, we'll grow each other. And then, like, now he helps me do promos for the Moto Store and, like. So I was like, that was like a smart move, but I was like, dude, there's no reason to compete. Like, no,
not at all.
Yeah,
fucking just one more thing to divide everybody up.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody would ever be like, no, I don't fucking like Motard Mafia.
Right, exactly.
I like Supermoto Nation.
The one thing, cool thing I see growing as a whole, dude, is just like riding dirt bikes on the road is growing. I think, like, definitely growing big time. People are really seeing the bike life shit, and I think it's cool. Like, I'm talking, like, I'm seeing people like Nigel Houston. Which is a skateboarder.
Oh, yeah.
He's just bought a KTM 500, and he's riding this fucking dirt bike on the road.
It's weird. You'll see, like, big-name people, like, ride with some, like, shitheads that you know, like, personally. You're just like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Now those guys are linked up? You're just like, what?
Just because of the bikes.
So we're, like, third fucking party friends almost.
Right, right.
Like, me and Nigel are practically boys now.
Like,
I don't
Country
know.
Grammar was out there riding with Nigel, and, like, this dude I met, Justin Mulford, like, best friends with Nigel.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
So, like, that's cool to
see. Have you met Country Grammar?
I haven't met him, no, I haven't. Dude. I talked to him a couple times on Instagram. That's about it.
He seems so fucking cool.
He seems like a rad dude.
He seems so fucking cool.
I think that's all good, though, for the bike scene. Like, people are going to see these other people doing it and think it's fun. Like, dude, I saw Nigel was out with a pack of them. They probably had, like, 20 dirt bikes.
Yeah.
They're riding fucking wheelies through Hollywood Hills. Like,
oh, on the minis.
They're just, like, dipping on in cops and, like,
yeah.
Dude, I'm just like,
yep.
I fucking love it. Like,
dude, that shit's too cool.
Even dudes, like, fucking, he's like Jake Paul the other day I saw was doing wheelies on his dirt bike. Like, everyone.
Oh, what's that? Upchurch the Redneck or whatever the fuck that dude's name is? I think he's like a country rapper, like an internet kind of sensation.
Okay.
I come across his like page on the Explorer,
mm-hmm.
And like this dude's like about dirt bikes and wheelies and shit lately.
See,
and I was like, wait, what the fuck?
I love it. I love it.
It's funny how many like who it's attracting.
I think everyone's getting into it. Not everyone, but like a lot of people.
Dude, you can't just have a dirt bike and not have fun.
That's because of Instagram. Like,
yeah.
Instagram's blowing it up. They see these other dudes, like, bikes versus cops. They're like, fuck, that looks kind of fun.
That page is big as fuck, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of funny, like, how big that is. Just
I tried
because
to buy
of...
that, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, and I couldn't come up with enough money.
Damn.
And then the Street Fighters bought it.
Oh, I thought Street Fighters made that.
No, some other
they
dude
bought it.
Bro. And I don't know if he got in trouble or what happened, but, like, he got out.
I could see how
yeah.
You wouldn't want to be associated with that, but...
Street Fighters don't go for
no face, no case, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they own that. They bought that at, like, stuntride.com at the same time.
They're making moves. RFC's dumb lit, too.
Yeah.
Did you see the video yet from RFC?
I haven't watched it.
Fuck.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
I haven't watched it either.
I think Pickles has it.
Yeah, I need to watch it. Yeah, he said he got
it. Fuck it. We're watching it Friday, I guess.
Oh, yeah, money.
We'll watch it Friday.
Yeah, perfect.
That shit'll be dope.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool, like, celebrities get into, or, like, celebrities,
yeah.
In quotation. I guess Nigel Hughes, Nigel Hughes might as well be a celebrity
at this point, yeah.
Yeah. His fucking style is, like, very unique. He, like, wears, like, Nike running shorts and, like, some running shoes, it looks like.
He's got his own Nike shoe now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not surprising, I guess. He's fucking...
You know you made it when fucking Nike's making you a shoe.
Yeah.
Wheelie
Wayne almost made it. But...
Yeah, he was real close.
That's strange that, like, Under Armour swooped in, though. I mean, it's, yeah. I guess it's not strange that Under Armour would swoop in, but it's weird that Nike didn't just go with it.
Yeah, Nike, I think Nike's so big, they, like, they did get controversial with, what was the ad they came out with, the football player? Fuck.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, so that was a little controversial, but I think Nike was also so big, they tried to, like, Tino, like, dirt bikes are still illegal. Like, I think they try to avoid some of that shit. And I know Under Armour, like, dude, like, they...
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, wow, the... professional stunners, like, they're not hitting the streets anymore.
Yeah,
they don't get to.
Yeah, it goes
they've
away.
Got a lot riding on the line.
It goes away. Which is honestly, yeah, I think some sponsors are okay, but some sponsors are like, no, we can't be behind that.
Yeah, but yeah, which dude, is kind of I feel like it's gonna change like pretty soon. Like,
I think it is too.
People care way more about the streets
a lot
than
of the
they do,
upcoming
like,
brands
lot work and some competition work, like,
yo,
who
and,
cares.
And from the motorsports perspective, I'm getting a lot more for my money sponsoring somebody like you,
yeah,
that rides streets and has 80,000 followers and whatever you have on YouTube or whatever the fucking magic number is, than somebody like that rides the competition and they're like top three, but they only like have 3,000 followers.
Yeah.
And it's gonna cost me the same amount of money to sponsor either person, and I get a lot more for my money sponsoring somebody else.
Yeah.
We get a lot more content. Streets. It's just like everything. Yeah, it works out good. Like. Smarter in my opinion, so I might change, but honestly I'm cool with it. Doesn't like keeps these other riders, they need sponsors, and lets me in slide in.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah,
not Icon though.
No, Icon.
Not
yeah.
Icon.
Yeah, Icon. Yo, but they're so interesting because they've always been like the stunting, but yeah, I none of their riders ride streets.
Mm-mm. Only if they go in other countries, like,
yeah, they like shut them down or like filming something.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're like doing some very professionally shot, shut down the streets, fucking got the permits.
Yep.
Ain't no permits here.
No permits here. No
fucking permits.
Yeah, no, can't afford that shit.
Do you think that you sell, like, I might be biased just because I do follow all your pages and shit, but like, do you feel like you sell more Supermoto wheels than any other, like, third party company out there? I feel like you're fucking selling the shit out of them, but like I said, I might be biased. Like, what do you think makes people buy shit from you instead of somebody else? Without giving away your fucking khaki pants secrets over there.
No, it's... I don't know if I sell the most. I was second for a while.
For Warp 9?
Yeah. For Supermoto wheels. Dirt wheels, there's some people. There's some big players. Like, dudes are like...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, some of them have been coming to sell like 30 sets of wheels a day.
Cool.
Yeah, yes. Like they show up in their minivan. There's like, I guess, I don't even say the names. They show up and they pick up 20 sets a day or 10, 15. Like, they sell a lot of sets.
God, that's a fucking player.
So, like, that's, yeah. So, like,
the dirt wheels, the custom dirt wheels look so sick, too.
Yeah, they're
I'm
sick.
So glad
they're
mine
sick.
Came with, like, the
even,
blue ones.
I don't even sell that many of the dirt wheels, but yeah, so.
Look at this bitch.
What's up?
We got interrupted by my dog here. Came inside. She literally opened the door. She like is terrified of doors or like, dude, if I like put a box on the floor blocking the hallway, she won't even like jump over the box. She's like terrified.
Oh, hi. Oh,
hi.
Damn fool.
What's up, girl? What's up? What's up?
My own dog. Like, I saw her for like 2 seconds when I got home, and she didn't even give a shit about me.
It was
just
all
that's
over how they
you.
Always are. The strangers.
Yep.
What's up, girl?
Mood take
so,
your ass.
So, she's mad.
All right, Moo, what's the best kind of dog food?
Yeah. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, what is that?
What's that smell like?
We just had a quick guess.
Take your ass home.
Okay.
I can't believe she just did that. She's gonna push that bitch back open. So you were like, you were second for selling?
Yeah, I was second for a while, and I was like, that was a few months back. So I don't know. I don't know.
It bounces around, I guess.
Yeah, and other companies, they've been, the other company I'm thinking in my head, they've been in business, at least twice as long as me.
Well, that's pretty good then.
Yeah. Dirt in, like, Warp 9 sells, I was curious on this, I asked them. They sell about half dirt and half Supermoto. It's about the same ratios of how many they sell, because I was curious.
Yeah.
But why people buy from me compared to other people, so I try to offer the exact same service, but better as the other person. Like, I try to compete price-wise, shipping-wise, website quality-wise, customer service-wise. But I think a lot of people, literally, they like buying from Cole. Like,
yeah,
they
know
like,
you.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't know any, like, you're at Rides. You're at the Rides.
Yes.
I mean, you're at the ones here, clearly, but, like, we're at ROC. Like, I don't know anybody else that was there selling Supermoto wheels.
No, and a lot of people, I feel like I just got echoey.
I'll turn it down some.
Perfect. No, but no, a lot of people,
That better? Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, okay. That's perfect.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, the three other people I know, they don't even ride anymore. Like, they were into it. That own stores mm-hmm. that sell Supermoto wheels. They don't ride anymore. I know one guy's still kind of involved in the track scene, but I don't think he rides that much. So I think people like that aspect, and they do. But in the end, like, I just try to give as good customer service as I can. Like, I try to make everything right, whether it costs. Dude, I've like lost a lot of money by just trying to make it right.
Yeah.
And, but I think, dude, like, I'm looking at it like I want to be able to sell Supermoto wheels like 20 years from now and have a business still. I don't want to like sell Supermoto wheels for 2 years and be like, fuck you guys, I'm going out of business. Like, thanks for the money, but like,
yeah.
So like, I'm definitely looking long term. Like, I want to sell Supermoto wheels to somebody today and then have them, like, buy parts for me the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to look at the lifetime value of a customer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, I really just think, I think that's why, I think Supermoto Nation has really helped me a ton.
Yeah, I was going to ask if, do you do, like, a lot of, like, cross fucking advertising across, like,
Supermoto? Yeah.
I mean, I, like, see that you, like, tag it, but I don't honestly, ever, like, notice you just, like.
Dude, I don't.
Absolutely pushing the shit out of the motor store in Supermoto Nation.
And I sometimes in my head I'm like, because Instagram, dude, I think Instagram could like one day it could be like Facebook where all the free engagement just fucking goes away. Same with like YouTube. I think it could all change real quick here. So like, I beat myself up. I'm like, yo, like, I really should be promoting this. Maybe I should put the motor store in every fucking post. And like, maybe one day I will. Maybe I like Motor Nazi. Like
just have like a copy and paste thing. Like,
yeah.
Like at the first comment you make or like down below your caption.
And just like post it every single post. I always wanted to keep Supermoto Nation as like, as what it is, like a page. Like I didn't want it to turn into like a fucking ad. Like some of them pages that turn into ads.
Do you still run ads on Supermoto Nation?
Paid ads. Not very often.
No.
At first I was just like, hey, like if you came to me with an ad and I can make a couple bucks, I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
But now, unless it's like truly organic,
we like picky. It has to be like something.
I'm
relatable.
Pretty picky now. Okay. Like, I have dudes message me every single week, and they got some bullshit they're trying to sell. But like, if it's not like bike related, and,
trying to sell some herbal teas and shit.
Yeah, and it's like honestly, it's not gonna work for you. First of all, like I guarantee none of these fucks want your herbal tea.
What's up, Nation? You guys want to buy this fucking shaker bottle?
Yeah, like no. I make my $50, but it's just not worth it. Like to make an extra $50 is not worth like pissing off people on the page.
Yeah.
So yeah, since I'm very picky, should I ever ran an ad, like, and usually I always who messaged me for Black Friday, but like, I didn't run any. And I also like, now I just kind of promote my own store, and people are cool with that, like, people are cool with the store promotions, but yeah, honestly, I probably should post more, but I always wanted to keep it like, keep it cool. I never wanted to like, turn into like I said,
just a fucking fat ass social media page is like its own business anyways.
It really nowadays, is, dude, anyways. It really is. It's crazy. I know a lot, not a lot, but like a few dudes I've talked to. Entrepreneurs and they like literally built their businesses from having Instagram pages.
Yeah.
But then I know a kid, dude, he has like a few million followers and like I don't think they're making any money off it.
What?
Yeah, I think they like, I think they make a little off YouTube. I think they do some like compilation videos and make a little money off YouTube. But yeah, they could really, really be monetizing it, and they don't run no ads, no nothing.
I think it depends on like what kind of page you have, like a meme page. If you just have like a few million on a meme page, like you can advertise whatever.
Yeah.
Just like you're gonna keep posting a bunch of funny shit, and like you can throw in some bullshit advertisement. And if you have like the numbers, then you're gonna get like a nice little check for that one post.
Yeah. If you have big numbers, dude, like million plus, like some of the dudes are getting big checks.
Yeah.
Big checks.
Yeah. And especially if like, you know, you have like a Fuck Jerry kind of thing, like where. I want to say Fuck Jerry, like they are over a lot of meme pages.
No, that's usually how it is.
And
usually
they have like
somebody behind it. Because
they have like a lot of different branches of whatever the Fuck Jerry is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Dude, it's smart. I mean, it's smart.
That could be you, dude. You could have like 7, 8,
yeah,
10
so Instagram pages. I got a couple pages and I've tried to buy some and like I've even bought some and then it takes a lot of time. Like you think it sounds so easy, like I'm just gonna like I find this post and I just post it and it's like it's done. Like it's not that easy. Like you gotta find good content. You can't just like post whatever like just dumb shit. Like you have to post it's gotta be like good content still. Cause I bought a couple other motorcycle pages and like one I fucked up. I let it completely die and I also found out I had some fake followers, so like I'm not super salty about it, but
oh, like you paid more money for fake. Like you paid for the account, and then like some of the shit on there was fake as fuck.
Yeah, so like the engagement kind of sucked on it, but there was a few posts that got good engagement. I brought it back to him, and I like honestly like boosted the engagement fairly fast. I started using the right hashtags and like being smart about it. But then the engagement kind of died, and like I found a program. So I ran a program that went before I buy pages, and it tells you like gives you an idea of fake followers. But this program was not very accurate.
Yeah.
So then I found another one that was like more accurate. And it was like, fuck, the account had like 37% were all fake followers. And it was only 44,000. So then it's really a page with like 20,000 followers. Yeah. It's just like, fuck. Like, dude, one thing I do think, I think Instagram pages aren't growing as fast as they used to. Like certain people, very few, even influencers, like nobody, there's a lot of people out there. It's like crowded space. So like nobody's growing as fast as they used to. Like you don't see many people shooting from 0 to 1 million real quick anymore.
Nope.
Like that used to be a thing. Like dude, people blow up and like.
The only people you do is like if it's. Again, a fucking meme page. People just care about memes on Instagram. It's like they'll just make a second one or a backup page, boost their backup, like, oh, I might get deleted, follow my backup, get down to like 200,000 and sell their backup and make another backup.
And then somebody just changes the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like fucking, if you, once you have a big account, it's like easy to just keep making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, so easy.
Dude, but it's even for me, like, I feel like I used to be able to shout people out on Super Mario Nation and they would get a fuck ton of followers. I think now
you don't. Yeah, I remember that back in the day. But like, now it's just like
I used to be able to put people on, like, "Hey bro, you want some followers? Like, I got you." And like, I don't even say that anymore because like, it doesn't work sometimes.
Dude, that's how YouTube used to be too. Yep. Like you'd be in like one of Jake's videos or something back when he had like under 200,000, like maybe even around 100.
Yeah,
like just you'd fucking be in his video and like you'd get like 10,000-20,000. Dude, this little bitch.
What's up?
The worst. What's up? She never opens doors, and now she's opening all the doors. It's a bad habit.
Yeah, that's kind of like how you, like, Jake, like, he got you a lot of subs, didn't he?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Like, it all kind of, like, worked out.
You had good content, too, and, like.
Yeah, it like, it worked
takes,
out.
It takes a combination of everything.
Like, so I started with the Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I, like. Was working that for like months and then like finally got like 1,000 followers on Instagram. I was like, oh dude, this is sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah. And like that was separate from like my personal page or whatever because like I knew people that I was friends with from like, back in high school. Like they don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
So like I made a separate page, started from like nothing. And I think like maybe 20 people that like from my personal life like followed over to that one and like were watching that shit. And then like I just like, hashtag the shit out of everything, like copy and pasted hashtags and shit. Yep. Like just had it all set up in my notes.
You should work great.
Oh yeah, worked perfectly.
Get shouted out by the big
and then
accounts.
So I was like, I was doing just Instagram, and then I don't even know how long ago that was. I guess like 3-4 probably like 4 years now.
Okay,
I think like. Dude, yeah, I don't know, like I don't 4 years ago.
This. I don't know if you remember this, but I literally sent you a message one day, bro. I had a Super Moto in Michigan, and you had a Super Moto down here. And, like, for some reason, I don't know, I just found you. We found each other. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I sent you a message, and I was like, dude, like, do you have a lot of people to ride with? And, like, you were kind of like, no, not really. And I was like, dude, I have nobody to ride
with. Dude, I was spoiled, and I didn't even know it. Like,
yeah.
So I bought it here. I bought my Super Moto. I was living here, and then I moved up north for a little bit. And then by the, like, when I first had it here, I had nobody to ride with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I rode with, like, a couple sport bike guys, but it's, like, sport bike and supermoto, it's
don't
not.
Mix.
Yeah, it doesn't mix too well. And, like, whenever I came back, like, a few, like, even maybe in, within, like, a few weeks of being here, like, Jake had just gotten, like, healed back up from his Thailand injury. So, like, he was back riding. And, like, I didn't know, like, anything about YouTube or anything. I just knew that, like, I think I googled Supermoto and like his channel came up. Yeah. So I was like, okay,
he's like the only
he
one
like rides around Dallas. I was just like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know moto vlogging was a thing really.
Yeah.
And so like I met up with him and like a couple other dudes that he rides with. And then just like from then on out, like I had people to ride with and
that
it was just like
so sick.
Oh dude. Yeah. It was like, it was too easy. It was real like spoiled here, dude.
Yeah.
It was spoiled.
Shit, I'm spoiled now.
That's yeah.
I tell everybody like that I should have moved 3 years ago. Like,
dude, yeah.
Michigan had it.
And we used to go hard here, dude. I think I used to ride like 4, maybe 5 days a week.
That's crazy.
And now it's like, dude, I'm lucky to ride like once a week.
Honestly.
Maybe once every other week.
Honestly.
It sucks.
Priorities, dude.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It happens. Sometimes I wish I could ride every day. Yeah, I used to ride every single night, but by myself.
Yeah. But yeah, whenever I started riding with Jake, like, they were like, those guys, they had the microphones and shit, and they were doing like the moto vlogging thing.
Okay.
And I was just, like, trying to make Instagram videos back when Instagram was, like, 15 seconds. Did it go from 15 to a minute or 15 to, like, 30 or something?
I think it went straight to a minute.
Yeah, I can't remember back when it was short videos, and I was just making little clips and shit. Yeah. And I was like, man, fuck this shit. I can wheelie longer than 15 seconds. I was like, I got to make YouTube videos now. So then, like, I started riding with those guys, and I started making, like, little edits for YouTube. And, like, I made, like, 3 or 4 of those. And then I was like, man, I got to get a microphone. Like, everybody I'm with has a microphone. So I felt like that was, like, the next step.
Yeah.
Was to mic up. And it was, like, the fucking second or third video that I had, like, mic'd up. Like, the video just blew up. Like, That's million crazy. Fucking views. And it worked out, like, I don't know, dude. It was just, like, all of a sudden, like, I was in Jake's, like, a couple of Jake's videos doing wheelies and shit, like, just because I was trying to show out.
Yeah,
I was doing, like, shitty chaser wheelies, but, like...
Nobody was really...
But, like, on the WR450, then. It's, like, so easy to just, like, it just balances out nice. And, so I was, like, doing wheelies in his videos and shit, and, people just, like, took to that, I guess, and it fucking started getting some traction and going.
Yeah, you're shit.
And then, like, little few incidents with the cops and shit like that, and those videos blow up, like, always, and...
Yeah.
It'd even just be like me getting stopped by a cop and like me recording it and then fucking going on my way doing more wheelies and like another million views.
He,
like,
would love that shit.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
I guess like a few years ago there weren't too many like Supermoto
YouTube pages. I think that's the biggest thing. It's just
YouTube kind of got like crowded out.
Same with Instagram. All of it. It's too easy. It's too easy now. Like, everyone can be a fucking moto vlogger.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was so strange because Moto Nasty was, like, doing fucking moto vlogging stuff for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, came out of nowhere and passed him.
Yeah.
And I think I hit my 100 before him.
That's crazy.
But then he just, like, took the fuck off on me.
So interesting.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he makes, like, super high quality shit. So.
Yeah.
And, like, all those different dudes style. Now have to, like.
Different style. I think you really, I don't know, I'm not a YouTuber, but from what I've seen and, like, heard and talked to people, I think you really got to cater to the young audience.
That's the way it seems like.
I think that's the majority of people watching YouTube. I think like me and you chime in on a YouTube video every once in a while, but like I think the majority is probably young kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's who the fuck's got time to watch videos and stuff.
Yeah, all day. Yeah, dude, what have you seen? So what I see right now is like the moto vloggers that were big back in the day are the only ones that are big now. I'm not watching nobody coming up.
Oh,
I've seen one dude that's like, and I haven't even looked at his YouTube, but I've seen him like grow fairly fast on Instagram. LeVar, the Moto Man. And he does, like, I guess pranks or, like, just dumb videos. He rides around. He, like, give people fucking roses and, like, just dumb shit. And, like, he's funny. Like, got a funny laugh. And I think people like that. So, like, I've seen him grow fairly fast. I don't know how fast. Yeah. I haven't, like, tracked it like that. But it looks like he's growing pretty fast. But other than that, dude, I haven't seen, like if you were a vlogger back in the day, you got it. And that's it. Like, nobody else
I feel like they started weeding that shit out pretty quick.
Nobody's stepping in. Like,
no.
There's no room
to grow.
If
you're doing it, you're doing it. And if not, like...
I don't give a fuck if you're in every single Jake the Garden Snake video, every Supermoto video, every Moto Nasi video, and they're tagging you. It's still just like,
It's rough. It's a grind.
Yeah.
But, I mean, literally everybody with a motorcycle is like, I can do that.
Yeah.
I have a GoPro. I can do that.
You can go do it for sure.
What's your vlogging setup?
Right. You can go do it. Damn sure. Will you get any fucking views? Like, probably not.
I don't know, dude.
Sad, but it's true.
What's even like a lot of fucking... I mean, what's even like... You have to have, like, so many followers now to, like, make it. Like, people were quitting jobs back at, like, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Dude. And, like, back in the heyday, I was just like, hell yeah. I'm almost quitting a job.
Right.
This shit's getting sweet. And then it just fell off.
Oh, dudes, they quit their jobs. They had to go get jobs real quick.
Like, shit, dude, you better have, like, a solid million fan base to fucking think about quitting.
Mm-hmm.
That or no bills. Like, I got too many fucking bills.
That's, I try to keep my bills low because...
Yeah, I try to, but I'm not successful with that.
It's tough. Yeah, that's why I drive, and I'm not blessed, but like that's why I got an 08 truck. Still happy with it, but I really would love a new truck. Like
still running strong.
Yeah, I got this fucking cheap ass Amazon $15 Bluetooth thing. I got to turn on every time. My homies just get in their car and Bluetooth connects automatically. I got this big ass screen, but the navigation don't even work. It's so old, like.
Dude, okay, it was bullshit. My truck has, like, the screen and shit, dude. Didn't even come with the navigation in it. Which I don't care. Like, I use navigation on my phone. But, same. Like, that's what the fuck? I thought that just came and
those
stuff.
Those Dodges have big-ass screens, too. Those are nice. That's interesting.
So what other Instagram pages do you run besides Supermoto Nation? What was the other ones?
I got MX Nation _. I actually found a Real Cool Kid. He's helping me run that one. And then,
do you like tell him what to do or anything, or like
free
just
range,
totally
dude.
Free?
Like, I was like, hey, dude, do you want to run this account?
Like, you don't even come up with like a game plan. Like, hey, man, try this shit out. It's like, just take it and go.
In the beginning, I did, and then he was good at it. He figured it out. He like made his own logo, and like I kind of like it.
Well, oh, really?
I wanted to have fun with it. Like, I didn't like it as much, but like,
does he do paid posts on that one?
No. I told him to wait on the paid posts until it actually has a real following.
Yeah.
I was like, otherwise, you're gonna turn people away. But yeah, he's done a good job of growing that. Like I said, it's harder now, but like he's always posting good content. He's always got the best content.
Yeah.
So that's all MX stuff. That was cool. And then I got World of the Motor Store, Super Nation, my own page. And what else do I have? Fuck. So I bought another one, Motorcycle. So yeah, I guess really just those four are my main ones.
Yeah.
I bought another one, Motorcycle Life. Or something. That's the one I let die. Just like,
oh, Motorcycle Life?
No, it was like something, Motorcycle Life 24/7 or something. Like, it had like 45, but I said like half of them were fake.
Oh, okay.
But I let that one die. What else do I got? I think that's it.
How do you like repost shit on Supermoto? Like, do you ask like, do people send you shit, or do you just
like
people
send
repost?
Me shit and I just repost now. Like, in the beginning you'd ask, but like,
do you use an app to repost?
Yeah, it's called Repost.
Oh, just Repost. Okay,
repost,
I think that's what
I actually have a couple different
before.
Ones. I think it cost me like 99 cents or some shit.
Yeah,
or some shit.
I have people like that are trying to like start pages, and they'll like message me like, "Hey man, send me stuff." It's like.
No, I'm not
fucking sending you anything. You can literally steal whatever you want from my page, but I'm not.
And that's how Instagram works. Like, people always be like, "Do you have to ask them?" I'm like, "No, like you don't have to ask."
Just
like,
tag them.
If they like post it on Facebook or something, I'll ask them.
Yeah. Because
then it's like it's not already on Instagram, so I'll ask them if I can put it, share it on my page. And like, dude, but like, if somebody really if they ask me to take it down, I'll take it down. But I've had like I've one person ever messaged me and they were like in trouble with the law and like there was a bike picture.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
So like I took it down.
Yeah.
But like everybody else is happy that you're posting their stuff.
Yeah, they
it's
want
like,
the they
it's
want
a win win.
Chasing clout, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Chasing clout.
Yeah. So it's, I don't even ask people. That would take way too much time. I always joked. I was like, and I built Super Mario Nation while I was taking shits. Like, just like, I was taking shits, fucking reposting the
repost. Oh, sweet.
Sadly, it's gone past that now. Like, it is, but I get the dude. Like, I can't check the DMs on it, really. It's just like too much for that. But
yeah, dude, my DMs are pretty well slowed down by now. But like, back when I was YouTubing strong, like, I would try to answer messages like on my Facebook page for it. Dude, I would like replying, and then I'd have 30 fucking conversations. I was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and see myself back out of my inbox and never come back.
Yeah,
perfect.
And sadly, dude, like you reply and you want to be nice, but then like, and then they want a conversation, then you don't reply, and then they get mad at you. And
yeah,
dude, I sent you one reply. I'm supposed to be nice. Like that's me being nice. Like I'm sorry.
Whenever
like,
Dero was asking me to be in his music video,
uh-huh.
It was like in my DMs, and I like. His Instagram name was like 6'3"
mm-hmm.
and not Duro Music.
So you're like, who's
and like, I'm just like scrolling through my inbox and it's like fat back then. My inbox was fat. And I was like, what is this? I just like clicked one, like I randomly like clicked it and it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I like started looking more and I was like, I think this guy's friends with Duro.
Yeah.
Like, this must be one of his people. And then I like started looking more. I was like, oh no, oh fuck, this is Duro. Sick. It's like, damn, this is like best case scenario.
That's sick. So that, yeah, I always try to like scroll through real quick and like make sure I'm not missing anything super important.
Yeah, yeah. My shit's not even hectic anymore, so it's like easy to deal with now.
Yeah.
I still ignore dumb shit though. Like an asshole.
You have to. Like, I would love to reply to everybody, but you just can't.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Some things are just like.
I'm even starting to get
really
dumb shit
that?
To the moto store, and it's like, what the fuck?
God.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, how many do you have on the motor store, like,
12, 13, 14?
Oh, about to crack 12? Okay.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
No, dude, so, like, yeah, that's got me excited. There's some stunt shops out there, I'm not going to say any names, that are not taking advantage of social media, so, dude, I'm hopping in.
Big time, dude.
I got some ideas to get in the stunt bike scene. I'm trying to work with, like, some stunt bike guys. Should I even consider buying a stunt bike more or less to, like, wiggle my way
it.
In? Yeah, wiggle my way in, but... I don't think I need to do that.
Yeah, I guess like if you had
sponsor
the stunt bike, then you'd be like, look, I'm one of y'all.
Yeah, I'm trying to sponsor the riders. A lot of the stunt guys are like stuck in the old, not the old days, but like they've been buying from the same company for the last like 7 years. So like,
yeah.
I get it. But I'm.
Where'd you get your cage at? Oh, well, you know, there's a guy that I know, his buddy. I call him. See, I sent him the bike info to him, and then he texts him to him, and then, you know, it's real good though.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the fuck do you get that at?
But it's starting to change. Yeah, so I'm trying to get in that scene. So I would like to sell some cages and all that other stuff.
Yeah. What about more social media page? Are you gonna buy more? Keep buying more shit, or like you don't know if there's any.
100% of the right opportunities. I'm I think like, I still believe in 100%. Like I think there's a chance it could all go away one day. Not go away, but like not work as well.
Yeah.
But it's still working today. It's still working.
It's working right now.
Yeah, it's still working great. So yeah, I think
money to be continue. Made.
Dude, I still try to buy pages daily. I message not.
You
daily,
try to like stick to motorcycle pages, or do you like?
Yeah, any just because it's what pages? I. Just what it's what I know, dude. Yeah. If
I feel like a meme page would be pretty easy to fucking
like
pop up.
Fucking a dog page? Like, bro, yeah. You could make so much money on, like, a dog or cat page. Just because motorcycles is only so big, dude. Like, yeah. Dogs and cats and memes will hit the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but.
You could have your fucking boy running the MX Nation or whatever. Have him running fucking 10 meme pages and meme four page dog pages.
Too. Yeah,
and
you start paying him. Like, dude, I think if you were doing it, like, you could fully make a living off Instagram. If you had 50 grand and you're like, yo, I want to start a business, like, I would
start buying us some Instagram
legit
pages.
Might tell somebody like, hey, like you want to sit in your room all day and like you want to be the Instagram dude, like go buy these Instagram pages and find pages that you could sell shit on.
Yeah,
like dude, you could buy a fucking dog page and sell light up dog leashes and fucking sell thousands, I guarantee it.
Yeah
I think there's lots of ways to do it now. Yeah, so but I just motorcycles, it's hard to like
get. You think there's more money in like selling paid posts, or do you think there's more money in like selling merchandise on
I think products. Large. Products. You think products? So these pages aren't getting as much as influencers. Influencers have like a direct connection to their followers. The pages, like Swimmer Nation, doesn't have as good of a connection to the followers.
Yeah.
So like influencers get a lot more money per paid post. I think if you're an influencer. But dude, also like people aren't dumb now. Like when I scroll through Instagram and I see some hot chick with some tea, I know she's getting paid for it. Like,
nah, dude, that tea made her hot.
Right. Like, people aren't dumb now. So, like, I think that's another thing. Like, you really got to find some organic advertising. Like,
yeah.
It can't just be, like, a chick holding up a protein shake. Like, the people know she got paid $1,000 for that pose or whatever the number was. Like,
that's true.
So, I think you'll see that.
Buy that shit, too. Like, yeah. Oh, she's hot. Oh, hot chicks. That is buy awesome. It.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think when Instagram first started, that shit worked, dude. Like, people were like, oh, she's using it?
I always wonder, like, did people really make that much money off those ads? Like, they probably get money up front and then plus, like, a percentage based off of, like, how many people buy something or just even click the link. Like,
yeah. So, influencers really, a lot of them, some, but a lot don't know their worth still to this day.
Yeah.
But, dude, I think people were like,
dude, well, you see, like,
million followers plus,
you'll see some clickbait
article
about, like, the Kardashians, like, oh, one post from them is worth $30 million. It's like, okay, nobody paid them $30 million to make that one post. Like, nobody did that.
Yo, so
you might think it's worth that, but that's if, like, every one of their followers clicked on that bitch.
You know, you've heard of, I almost don't want to say this because I don't know the exact numbers and I don't know the exact companies. What's that fucking clothing company? Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
I don't know if they...
That one's interesting.
I don't know if they paid a Kardashian or which one it was, but I read an article. They legit spent $1 million on a post.
Cool.
Like $1 million on a post, but then they were like, 100% it was like fucking worth it. Like our shit blew up.
Jesus. That was probably early on too.
Yeah.
Fashion Nova's huge now.
Yeah.
I think you can like go partner with Fashion Nova too, Kind of like...
They built their whole thing off influencers.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yeah, you see that everywhere.
Yeah, I think they cashed out on one post though. You know, I think people like the Kardashians, they might get $1 million a post, but like most people are they're not getting like Super Nation, bro. Like people say I should get more for that, but people aren't gonna pay it. Like maybe like $50. Like
I've had a couple people offer. I've had people ask me how much for a post, and I just like never know what to tell them. I got like a few $100 worth of free shit for the CBD stuff.
A lot of people
like,
are getting free shit.
Yeah, which that was like. I actually want that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm happy with free shit. But yeah. Like some of these other influencers are like, you guys are fucking up for us all taking free shit. I'm like,
sorry.
Yeah, but like, that's the whole reason. That's how we run the Moto Store, though, dude. Like, I could go to like some of these bigger influencers. Like, I've talked to Motonosity, dude, but like the amount for posts, I was not in my budget. Like, he told me like a pretty high number, and I was just like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, like I can't do it. Like, it doesn't fit the budget.
Yeah,
but I can go to the guys with 20,000 followers. And I can get 13 of them for the same price of one Motonosity.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Makes more sense.
Yeah, I give them free shit. Now I don't have to give them free shit and pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, it just works.
Were you... was the Moto Store up whenever he built his Supermoto?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I don't think so. Gotcha. Maybe it was like... I don't know. It's only 2 years.
Yeah.
I remember he had it when I came to SBK in last March, so
it's a closer dog.
Oh yeah, he had it last
getting
time.
Comfy.
He came. Yeah, he had it last time he came to last March SBK ride. So I don't think I had the Monstro then.
Oh okay.
Something like that would be cool. Yo, I even tried to work with Jake though.
Yeah.
And he just needed too much money.
Yeah. I think he's got like a manager now. Kind
he
of.
He does.
Yeah.
And
YouTube started falling off, and he fucking improvised.
Yeah, I don't know how much I want to say because it's not my business. I don't know. Fuck it. Yeah, so he has a manager. The managers only get paid if you get a cash deal. They don't get paid.
Oh, those.
They don't get paid if you get a free set of
Super
Motos. I was
talking to that lady that she was. I think she deals with dude with Dan as well, or at least
okay.
I don't know. They might be on new people now, but at one point, like I talked to that same lady, and she's getting some deals for these dudes. Like,
yeah, so they're making it happen.
Like,
but that's why
fuck the AdSense money. Like,
yeah,
get this lady.
She's deals. Yeah, so
I should bring him on here and ask.
I'm really curious. I'm learning more. Well, I'll tell you later about what I'm doing that's related to that.
Yeah.
We
talk about it off air.
Yeah. I just want to say I don't want to say too much now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was talking to Jake and I was like, dude, I legit was trying to like hook him up some wheels and like it was like the deal was getting better and better because I wanted to make it happen.
Yeah.
It was like almost like to a point I was like, I don't even know this is worth it for me. And he's like, dude, I can't do it. He's like, he was like interested in everything. He's like, yo, I need wheels and cash. Like, I need wheels plus
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was like, dude, I can't do it. Because that's how the lady gets paid.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I'm sure he signed a deal to her. So,
mm-hmm.
But I was just like, fuck. Like, yeah. So, like, big influencer. Yeah,
I can't confirm this because I haven't asked this. But I'm pretty sure she got, like, Dan that fucking H2 or whatever sport bike he's got. Like,
100%.
I think.
I know for sure.
I don't know what kind of stipulations were attached, but, like.
I know one. Yeah.
I think it was just like, here you go.
Yeah, post this.
It's like AdSense ain't coming through with the H2.
No. Unless you're like the top 10 YouTubers. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Should I even talk to the girl that worked for JP Cycle? JP Cycle did a deal with Jake the Garden Snake.
Yeah.
He got the bike for free and all the parts he wanted, and then he sells it and gets to keep the profit.
Yeah.
Like, that's a win-win, dude.
Yeah,
like,
big time.
Get a $5,000 bike. Here's a budget. Go buy a bike, and you sell it. You keep the money. Like, make some videos.
Oh, yeah.
I think
most of those bike build videos blow up pretty big.
They do.
I haven't checked into YouTube in a while.
Slacking,
but
honestly, I should be doing one myself. I've never been.
Dude, you fucking just bought a bike. Like, you can fucking make it into a build.
That's what I'm saying. I'm literally going to build
it. You're doing it right now.
I'm literally building it. I was like, I should make a series.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could really consider that, especially with the Moto Store.
Yeah,
it's almost dumb not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so tough. I'm
there
so
we go.
Like,
there was those group videos we were talking about.
Yeah, for real. Yo, honestly, I was just thinking while we were talking, dude, how cool would it be if like, because YouTube is kind of like, I think people still watch it, but it does get a little boring and like it's the same. Well, I think it'd be real cool and like I don't think it'd be like monetizable, especially with four people. But I think like, what if me, you, Tommy, and Felix and Cisco were like five? I guess at that point. Like, all made a video, like, we go around, we all, like, we're talking bullshit, and then we made one video at the end.
Literally.
Like,
that's what we all used to do.
I think that would be fire, bro. If people, like, saw all five of us, and, like, I think that would be cool.
From all five
and, like,
angles.
Oh, somebody didn't show up today. There's only four of us. Only three of us, two of us, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think people would like that. Like,
yeah.
Every video was like, hey, every single video is, we got a squad.
Yeah. Damn, we all need to get our cinemas fucking going. And
dude, and even we, like.
Everyone's got to get a camera.
Yeah, everyone had to.
And you got
to
do your sync up clap at the beginning.
Yeah.
Taking it back old school.
Dude, I think that'd be cool. I think
those always were like the best fucking videos too back in the day when it was like
people like that.
Dual vlogs or whatever they
call
them.
Yeah, the dual vlogs people love.
Yeah. Shits were fun. They were fun to edit too. Just cuz like
that's
you were actually editing our conversation back and forth.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Like, dude, even if you like, I know like I think some of these guys like Zach goes, they got somebody doing the edits for them like.
Oh, yeah, because I think whenever we're in St. Louis, Evan was, like, talking to his social media manager or some sort of manager.
Yeah.
I don't know, and they were just, like, trying to do a podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, what? That's fucking crazy.
He's, like, doing it for him.
Because I think I, like, saw on his Instagram story he has some dude filming or doing something.
Yeah, he started his own, like, Ghost Gang Media, and I think
he's,
like, his homie, the films or something. I'm not really sure the details.
I don't know. Dude, I got to fucking – hopefully he comes for spring break. I know. Because I got a lot of questions for that guy. Yeah, for real.
I talked to him for about an hour the other night. He's got some shit going on.
I always tend to either I call him or he calls me. Yeah. Whenever we're fucked up. Oh, really? And then I'll look back at my call and, 2 days later, I'm like, we talked? I'm like,
fuck.
Damn, dude, I don't even remember.
Should have fucking recorded that conversation. Don't remember shit.
That was a $1 million idea. We lost it. Fuck. God. Do you even look at Instagram? The TV, what is it, Instagram TV?
I don't, dude. Do you?
I've never once looked at it. And everybody thought that was for sure going to be like, oh, this is going to be sick. Like, fuck YouTube. It's all going to be right here now.
Yeah.
And, every time I accidentally click on it, I'm like, get this fucking shit off my phone. Like,
yeah, I don't watch the Instagram TV. I think the whole vertical thing, I'm not sure if that's a great idea. It's a terrible idea. It's really hard for people. You almost have to create content just for Instagram TV.
Yeah, you can't put it anywhere else, or else people are going to be like, why is it like this? Why is it vertical? Like
a little-ass clip on there. So, yeah, I don't know if that's, I guess for, vlogs and shit, I could see it being, it could work, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't put too much effort into editing something just for that, though, that's for sure.
Well, here's one thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but Facebook is monetizing videos now.
I started to see that, and I remember, at first, because I would get creator emails or whatever from Facebook. And they would be like, oh, you can put your videos here on Facebook. And, this is why you should do it. But, there was no money behind it. It's like, why would I take it from YouTube and put it there so you can make money and I won't?
So
that's stupid. And then I think I got the emails whenever it said, you could start monetizing the shit, too.
Yeah, they just called me the other day.
Oh, you got a call from Facebook?
Yeah.
Zuck called you?
Yeah, Zuck. It was Zuck. That was this girl. She was hot. She was hot. Who knows? No,
hey Cole,
so they didn't offer
did
me
you
nothing.
You know you can make money by posting on Facebook.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
something
shit.
Like that.
I was like, yeah, well, I was like,
ooh, yeah, I think I will post on Facebook.
I was like, I might have to. You have to make like 3 minute videos or some shit. I don't know.
If oh, I'm at least 3 minutes? That's pretty easy though. Yeah. If you're putting work in.
So the only way I could do it is compilations for the Super Mario Nation.
Yeah,
because that's who they call for the Super Mario Nation. But yo, so I'll tell you the more details after we get off here. But I talked to a kid the other day that is a YouTube guy right now, and he got an offer to go to Facebook.
No shit.
Here's some money.
Yeah, if you just start posting here.
Yeah, start posting here. Though you can post on some YouTube too. Money. But
really?
Here's an offer. We want you to, and you have to. But there's, you hit numbers. If you don't hit the numbers, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And you're not putting out so many videos a week or a month or whatever it is. Yeah. It's not happening.
Yeah.
But they all offered some money. It was okay, that sounds appealing.
Damn. Shit, maybe I should have kept at it.
Right.
Missing out on this Facebook money.
I always go back. Yeah, I was kind of shocked.
Dude, I still have the whole Adobe suite over here, man.
I see that. What's this right here? Is that Adobe?
Oh, Auditions. Adobe Auditions. It's literally for recording podcasts.
I'm a broke fuck, so my brother is somehow, I don't know how, but he got me the free package. So I'm on the old shit.
I pay fucking too much a month.
Yeah, that's why
the
I
whole Adobe.
I thought I could just buy it. Now it's monthly, and I was like, fuck. I was like, I can't.
Oh, dude, are you kidding?
This is when I
was
starting the moto store. I can't afford that.
Dude, when I was in high school, buying Photoshop was a $1,200 program.
Yeah.
So it's you ain't buying shit from Adobe. Dude, you might as well just pay monthly and get all the updates and have everything. Because, I don't know how many total things are in the Adobe suite, but, that's, 30 grand worth of shit if I was trying to buy it. And that's, 1 year.
All I use is Illustrator and Premiere.
Yeah.
That's all I really use.
What do you use? What the fuck? What is Illustrator for? What do you do that?
It's Vector, logos and shit.
Oh, yeah,
logos.
Okay.
Shit like that.
I should really get familiar with that shit.
I'm okay. I'm literally okay with Illustrator.
Yeah.
My problem is, if you don't use it a lot, it's hard to remember the ins and outs.
Yeah. If I tried to go in there and edit a video right now, I'd be like,
you're like, yeah, you're like, oh, fuck, how do I do that again? YouTube it. I was okay at Premiere, but never great at it.
Audition here, I have no idea how to do anything. I know how to get in here and hit the record button and then pull that bitch out of there.
Export the file.
I'll probably go back to some other program to throw the intro and this and then whatever the outro is. I'll probably use some other program to throw
it. Go into Premiere and do it.
Yeah. That was literally what I was planning on doing. I was like, well, I know how to do it in Premiere. Even though that's for video, I'll just be using audio.
It would work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't realize audio was so complex until me and Evan were talking about it the other day. And his audio guy. And I was just like, fuck. It's pretty complex, like adjusting all the levels. And
yeah, I could probably find somebody who knows like audio to come in here and fucking do shit, but that'd be like one more person trying to like run a schedule with.
Yeah, it's tough. It's nice to be flexible.
Yeah.
It's nice to just like do.
Maybe if this got like bigger or something.
Yeah, then all changes.
Yeah.
It's cool to have like a producer or whatever. Like Joe Rogan has this guy. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. My producer over here,
Corey. Just Google it real quick. Come on, look it up for me, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, Corey, just Google it.
Yeah.
Just over here Googling my own shit.
It's like typing and trying to talk at the same time. I swear my producer's.
Yeah, my dude's over here. He's on it. Don't worry about it.
Yo, I do think podcasts are like a huge opportunity right now.
I feel kind of bad. Like I want to do it because I like podcasts. I like listen to them every day. I keep up with like, I don't know how many podcasts, but I'll crank out like 3 or 4 a day.
Yeah. Especially with work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I don't know. Like, dude, I know like a handful of people like personally that are like starting podcasts, and it's like they didn't have any, like they weren't YouTubers or anything else. They just like random people just starting up a podcast. And it's just like, damn, dude, this is like the next bandwagon thing.
But yeah, no, it is. I feel like I think I got a lot of people that
gave a shit at one point, like what I had to say or show or whatever. I don't know. I feel like this will.
I think people would care.
Might as well. I think people give people some sort of content because people ask me all the time.
Right, and especially I think it's good. Like people are busy nowadays, and like when they're at work, like you're at work and you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, when they're driving, a lot of people listen to podcasts instead of music.
Yep. I fucking gave up on listening to music. Yeah. There's like a new album out or something. I'll like bump it for a week and then back to podcasts or audiobook.
Yeah, I'm a podcast huge. I've been on podcast for a minute, honestly.
Yeah.
There's some good ones. They're just getting better and better.
Yeah.
I think it's the next move.
Oh, dude. Okay. Did you listen to the Charlie Rocket Show yet?
No, I didn't.
That fucker messaged you? That's like, I was like, oh, this guy's like messaging people. He's like, wonder what his podcast is.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Dude,
fantastic.
I listened to, he was a guest on one that I forgot
on the, on Dramas, right?
Yeah. So that's the one I listened to, but I haven't listened to Charlie's podcast yet.
Oh, dude, great. Okay, yeah. So I'm like, it's like 6:15 in the morning. I'm like cranking down his like first couple episodes. Uh-huh. And he's talking about how he's had this podcasting equipment for like 8 months, and I'm just like, God damn it, me too. God damn it. He's like,
dude, this all
the time. I've like recorded stuff and I didn't like it, and I was like, God damn it, me too. And he's like, you know, and he's talking about how he's like reinventing himself from he was like 2 Chainz manager before,
which was crazy.
Yeah, he like his whole fucking outline of his, I don't know, his whole fucking career is crazy, but like. Reinventing himself from that into like this new person. I was just that like, fuck, dude, I'm literally changing myself from a YouTuber to like something else. Like, fuck, why is this guy talking to me?
Like, literally speaking to
me. And then I'm like, literally messaging you guys, like, guys, goddammit, I gotta get back on it. I'm motivated.
I knew it was something. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something like clicked because you like texted us that day, and I was like, damn, I was like, something got him motivated.
Like, I need to do this.
Dude, that's literally what it is, just like, doing it.
Microphones over here collecting dust and shit.
Yeah. Dude, you do like, well, I think we all do, like, nah, some people are just fucking wild. But I think we all get, like, sometimes scared to put out content. Like, you're kind of just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, are people going to like that? Or, like, am I going
to
make a fool
and
of
And it's
myself?
Weird. Like, this is weird because I'm, like, physically, like, trying to, like, I'm actually having to try to do this. Like, YouTube just, like, kind of just, like, crept
show up
on.
And ride and, like.
Yeah, just, like, rode and then, like, threw a couple things out there. And then all of a sudden, like, got a following. Oh, shit, like, works. A large following. Yeah. I was just like, fuck. Like, I didn't even have to try.
Dude, it's
this is, like, going to be more of a grind, I feel like.
Dude, you guys are fucking lucky because my shit's been a grind nonstop. Everything I've done was trying. Like, my shit, my Instagram might have went from like 12 to 15 without trying, but like everything else was trying.
Yeah.
Sumo Nation was trying.
Yep. I walked into some
I ain't caught no fucking lucky break yet. Fuck.
Nope, had to grind, dude.
B-Rad the same day, he texted us one morning, he's like, bro, I just woke up with 30,000 subs. Like,
oh, dude, I know B-Rad came out of nowhere, too. I remember talking to, okay, it's funny, because, like, who was it? Somebody was, dude, I have people, like, big names, like, that I've seen at rides, and they're like, oh, dude, you're the reason I got a supermoto. It's like, fuck you, dude. Whatever, you successful-ass bitch. Scraping pennies just to get to this ride here, dude.
Crazy. Oh, shit. Yeah, for real, though. That's the cool thing about it, though. Like, how many people are like, yo, I bought a supermoto because of you. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
I've heard that, like, a handful of times. And just like, yes.
Yeah.
Feels so good. Motivated somebody to do something.
That's what I think. I don't hear it as much, but I'm like, dude, I know in the back of my head. Like, yo, Supermoto Nation's got to be pushing some people to get supermotos.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. The only reason I got a supermoto, I had an R6 for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up R6 videos because I was, like, trying to see different shit about R6s.
Yeah.
And, Chase on two wheels had a fucking R6, and then he had a Supermoto also. And yeah, I was like, he like had his WR250 like on some videos, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And he was like trying to do wheelies on it. He was like doing little shitty wheelies on it. And I was like, fuck. I was like, what? That's sort of like a dirt bike. It's like, it looks close. I was like, I can tell it's not a dirt bike, though. Yeah. It's like, the 250 is not a dirt bike. The WR250 is not a dirt bike.
No.
And I was like, fuck, what is that? And then I was like, oh, I wonder if they have a 450. And then I looked up the 450, and I was like, shit, that's a dirt bike. Like,
yeah, that's a legit-ass dirt bike.
And then I was like, oh, I wonder. And then I was like, I literally went to the Maxim website, and I was like, fuck, I wonder if they have a WR450. And they had one supermotoed. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is fucking meant to be.
Yeah. Fuck.
I literally went there, tried to test ride it, and they're like, go get your motorcycle license. And I took the safety course or whatever, but I never, like, went and got my actual license. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go get it tomorrow. I, like, left Maxim next day, go get my license, and then come back up there and test ride it. And I'm like, I fucking hit the service road out front, ripping wheelies down the road. Just like, not even my bike, not even fucking good at it. Just get on there and gas that bitch and go.
Sold.
And then I like did a big block and came back, and I was like, yep, yeah, I'll get that.
Let me go to the back.
I can't remember if I bought it that day or if I bought it like the next day, but it was
You bought it with the sumo wheels on it?
Yeah.
You bought the one that was already converted?
Yep. It had an exhaust and wheels and like, what else did it have? It had like different lights on it. It had a couple of things. I can't remember everything
now.
Yeah, because
you still had to make them the street legal for the 450s.
No, Maxim just... That bitch had a plate.
Oh, okay.
They came with a plate.
Okay.
Maxim did them right.
See, that's sick. And, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that first one, like, the price tag for it, too, like, I couldn't do it cheaper if I did it myself.
That's
how it should be. I think it sat there for a little bit,
Some of the dealerships tagged for the Supermotos, dude. I saw, like, the other day, somebody had a... It was someone in Texas. They had a WR450 18 with sumo wheels, and they wanted $14,400. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You got $900 sumo wheels on it.
I think Maxim, the most they ever asked was, like, $12,500 or $13,000 or something.
Which is, like, stray, like...
They had, like, the forged wheels. They had...
And tires.
They had some shit powder coated because they like went all black with it. They had Acropovic exhaust on it, I think.
Yeah.
Like so they sunk money into it, and it was nice. It was definitely like the price really wasn't far off.
Yeah.
Like there's really not much markup on a dirt bike at a dealership.
That's sick.
Like a few $100 normally.
That's sick.
And there's definitely a lot of man hours that went into that bike too.
Yeah.
So it was like that's fucking worth it. People are like bitching about
and
it
too. And you gotta pay for like that convenience of like you just buy it as a Supermoto.
Yeah.
Yo, honestly,
it's like not everybody has the time or like the know-how to fucking do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the space. Like not everybody has like a fucking garage and tools and all the
some people got
shit.
More money than time too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like fuck yeah. Why not? If you can buy
smart.
It like
smart for the dealerships too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that scares me. Like as bad as I want it, I've even had some crazy ideas. Like, maybe I can make my own Supermoto wheels. But, like, that would take crazy investment.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you ever thought about, like, getting your own fucking machines and start.
I thought about it. Like, I'd probably, like, sub it out. Like, not buy my own machine. But, like, dude, you're, like, and you got to be smart.
Yeah.
Like, the rims and spokes and nipples, all that shit's easy. Brake,
and how many of those,
brackets,
like people
easy.
Are going to, like, have some warranty shit and you're like, oh, there goes my money.
Especially when you're starting out. Like, yeah.
You better have some money behind you, too.
It could fucking... It wouldn't all go away because they still sell MX wheels clearly, and dirt bikes come with MX wheels.
Yeah.
Nobody, these companies started coming out with Supermotos. Like 450 comes with sumo wheels.
Yeah.
They're going down. Sales are going down. Like I think people always want custom shit.
Yeah.
But if that 450 comes with sumo wheels, then it's gonna that would change the game.
Yeah.
When people just go buy a Supermoto, like that would change.
Yeah. Me and some other guys, we were talking about doing that, just buying some dirt bikes on Craigslist, converting them everything over, and then just like. Turn around selling them.
I've thought about that a lot.
But it's just like, fuck, dude, there's so much money you'd have to sink in to convert them.
It's almost like, dude, Supermotos do, I think, sell for a little more. But like,
oh, they big time do.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's like hit and miss on the time. Like, what
I even
time?
Talked to, like, back in the day, my sumo Spence. He was like, dude, let's buy, like, grounds and send them up to Stunt and, like, sell them. And he's like, you get deals on parts and blah, blah. I was like, dude, like, yeah, but, like, I don't know. It's still, like,
there's a lot
Stunt
of
parts and
that.
Supermoto wheels help the value, but not as much as it should, or not enough to make it worth it to like go do it and then sell it.
Yeah,
it.
There's not enough people that are like
you get
it's already
bit,
done. I need
like,
it.
You get a little bit for it, but still, like the accessories don't add value. Still holds true. Kind
yeah, unless you're fucking Evan.
Yeah,
Evan. He I can't tell you how many. I think he's gone through like 4 or 5 Supermotos,
he
and he's like on the big
that.
Time come up on like most of those, just converting them and then riding the shit out of them and selling them.
Dude, yeah, I mean, like even my bike, dude, my bike worked out. Like just
dude,
up,
I
just
don't know,
being
like
cool, like just being a cool bike. Cisco did pretty good on his. Like,
fuck, dude, like Bruno, his bike, he was trying to sell his bike for a minute. Low hour WR, cleaner than mine, and he got like hoed on his.
Damn.
He couldn't give it away, dude.
I think
and same with Dave, he had that YZ450 for a while, that yellow one. That's a 16. It had like 4 hours on it or something. Super low hours.
Well, he did straight on his WR, so.
Oh, yeah.
He's straight on that one. I told him, I was like, bro, this is the first bike I've never negotiated for, and I really should be negotiating, but I'm just like, you're a homie. I don't want to create no bad vibes. Like, I was like, I'll pay what you want. Like, it was fair. It's fair.
Yeah.
But he did good. Like,
yeah. And Dave takes care of his shit.
That's what I knew.
There's no problem.
I'd rather pay him and, like, know every oil's been changed than go buy this other bike over here for $1,500 cheaper that, like, like, might have been taken care of, might have not. So, yeah, it's like, you got to pay for that.
Yeah, it's kind of a risk buying used bikes.
100%. I've never bought a new bike in my life.
Whew. Yeah. It's a nice feeling.
I'm still waiting. That's why I told Cisco's bitch ass. I was like, dude, just
riding out that freshie, dude.
Never done it, dude. This is the newest bike I've owned.
Yeah. This one's damn new. Fuck, it's clean enough.
It's clean, yeah.
Definitely clean enough.
It should be dope. I got some ideas for it. Got some parts on the way.
Now the Dave's coating too, doing some powder coating.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
What's it called?
Cerakote or whatever.
No, what's his company called? He's got an Instagram. I feel like an asshole for kidding, but he hadn't really said anything about it yet.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, I saw Evan posted it. Something with the coats with a K or something.
Yeah, something with the coats. I'm gonna look that up before we fucking get out of here.
They give him a plug on there.
I'm gonna be an asshole. Oh, we coat it.
Yeah, we coat it.
Let's see here.
With a K.
It's got some funky spellings. We_coat_it. We coat it.
Houston, Texas.
Yep.
Need the powder coating.
The Houston powder plug.
He's got it done.
That'd be pretty cool. I need to fucking... Dude, I need to quit bullshitting and get some stuff for my bike, too.
I wasn't going to go as crazy with this bike, but...
You might as well. That purple stuck out like a motherfucker. Everybody, like, knew that was your bike.
I know. This one will be the same way. Everybody will know.
I think... I don't know. Do you think that kind of helps with, like, your... Like, you people, like, see that at the ride, and they're like, oh, that's 100%. Cole. That's the motor store. That's the dude that runs Supermoto Nation or some shit. Like,
yeah, 100%.
I think people kind of associate that.
Well, even when I showed up on the 450, people were like, what was this? Like, they kind of recognized the helmet, but they're like,
dude, the first couple times I saw you with that bike, I was like, oh, Dave's here?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what? No, never mind. It's Cole. Yeah. He bought Dave's bike.
Yeah, that's why, like, the purple wheels, dude. Everyone just knew the purple wheels.
Yeah.
That was it.
What's the other deal with the purple wheels?
Corey. Corky Stones.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, there's more dudes out there. Like, he's the only one that's really on Instagram, like, showing them off. There's a few others, but, dude, I've sold a lot of purple wheels.
Oh, really?
A lot of purple wheels since.
Did you sell a lot more after you went purple?
Yeah. I was, like, to my knowledge, I was the first person on Instagram that was like showing them off. There might have been a couple of people. I can't think of anybody specifically, but
they definitely
like
cleaned up nice.
They like came out and I got them shortly after they came out.
My bike is covered in oil right now.
Dude, the good thing about the purple wheels, dude, it's not like white. Like white, you have to wash. My purple wheels, dude, have brake grease all over them. They still shine.
Yeah.
Like, especially in a picture.
Stick out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
Fucking cool. You know what colors you're going with on this bike or no?
Not yet.
It's on the DL.
I'll tell it. I'm doing purple again.
God damn it.
Literally because what you just said, because when I pull up, people know it's me.
Yeah.
Like, so it's going to be different, completely different. But purple wheels for sure.
Yeah. Purple wheels and then different everything else.
Yeah, it's going to be different. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's going to be cool, man.
It's not going to be white. I've got some ideas. I might do both. Dave gave me an extra set of plastics. I might do both.
That's true. You do have an extra set of plastics.
So I might do both, but...
I've been thinking, like, I need to...
Dude, I was going to switch it up, but I was, like, looking. Like, so I was going to do, like, everyone's on the baby blue. So I was like, I want to do the aqua or baby blue because that's like a different color.
Yeah.
I don't want to do, like, a gold or, like, just, like, blue or, like, red. I want to do something different. So I was going to do the aqua, but then, like, a couple of my dudes, I just had a guy order a set of wheels, like, custom powder, like... Warp 9 every once in a while do a custom powder set and they're like they're gonna be like a powder blue, light blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I could do that, but I was like, I don't want to be like he's doing it, like, yeah, copies. So I was like, that's too purple again. Everybody knows.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Everybody does.
And I don't know how I'm gonna keep that, dude. I might keep it for a year this time instead of 2 years and then do another one. I really want to buy a new bike. Like,
yeah,
I really want to get something new and build it. But I'm just not that I can't afford it yet.
Yeah,
I want to drop $11,000 on a fucking freshie.
It feels so good though. It's bittersweet.
I don't have payments. I've never financed a bike. If I went and bought a brand new one, I'd have to finance it.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that. I can buy it cash. It works great. It's like a business write off.
Yeah,
like, it works out.
Yep. I mean, shit, the fucking new bike's going to be a write-off, too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I wrote everything off for YouTube.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about YouTube.
Everything. Every last thing I wrote off.
I'm same, dude.
I had my tax person working fucking magic.
Yep, that's what my guy, same shit, dude.
Magic.
People are always like, dude, you take all these trips. I'm like, yo, like, it's also a business write-off. Like,
yeah.
It's a motorcycle-related trip. Yeah. It's a business write-off.
All the food, helps, everything like, I bought on the trips, the food, the gas,
yeah,
everything.
The mileage on the truck. Like, yep. Yeah, it all works.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, the hotel. Like, it's all
business. I didn't know what was good to save and what wasn't, so I just saved all the receipts and gave them all to my person.
That's what, dude, I just swipe everything on the credit card, then it's all I can go back and look at everything.
You have, like, a separate card for...
Yeah, I got a business card, Yo, so I didn't at first, bro, and I get to the...
Like, I didn't go quite that legit for YouTube, but, like, I was like, I need to make that move, like, at the end of the year.
And
then it just
kind of
fell apart.
Because I'm terrible at keeping receipts, so, at least keeping them organized. Yeah, literally keeping them in general.
Yeah.
So, dude, I would spend my regular credit card, personal and business, and at the end of the year, I'd have to go through and, like...
Yep,
separate it.
I have like folders and shit all separated out, like different categories for all my receipts. Yeah. So like,
this is my first year with the business card. I can just pull up the business card and then fucking everything on there is business expense.
Yeah.
I know every penny spent on that card is business only. I don't have to like go through and look at every single fucking expense.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's way to, you got to do it.
Yeah. So that would make things easier.
If you're going to be a real business owner.
Real business owner. Hell yeah. Dope. Anything else you got?
Fuck no, dude. I don't think so. You hit like, it's kind of funny. I like have my outline here, shit, and you just like started hitting everything like right off the bat. And I was like,
money.
That's hell yeah, I don't have to ask this shit.
Yeah, I think once I started, I was like, I might just tell the whole story real quick.
Yep, that was pretty good. That was good, man.
Got good.
What?
I'm stoked.
All right, so
who you get next, bro? Oh yeah, go ahead. What?
No, what were you gonna say?
Who you get next? Do you have any ideas? Who you
gonna hire? I don't know. I have a couple people in mind. Like I asked. My boy Nico and Icon South, like the rapper and the producer.
That'd be dope.
Icon cool South, he just produced a song for Trippie Redd, and it's like number one on Billboard or some shit right
now.
He's in California right now, but I think he said around Christmas time he'll be back.
Okay.
And they said, like, I wanted to get them both in here together just because, like, they vibe off each other really well. Yeah. They always fuck with each other, so I thought it'd be, like, a lot more funny.
I like that.
So I'll have those guys soon. I don't know, man. I got, like, a bunch of ideas of people that I'm, like, going to ask if they want to come do it, so.
I got a list of people, too.
Yeah. I got a list somewhere in my desk over there, but.
That's what I do. Yeah. It's exciting.
I kind of want to,
I'm stoked.
I want to ask, I'll probably ask Jake to come on just because, I don't know, I've known him forever.
I think that'd be cool,
Or a few years
now. He's
been in
the game,
too.
He has a
lot of stories. He's definitely got a lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to, Yami Noob, I kind of want to ask him just because, very interested about how he kind of got through his whole crash situation, how much shit people talk about him or, like, to him still, like.
That'd be good.
Like, I want to hear all that shit. And now he's, like, back building another bike and he's, like, talking about buying, like, I think he was going to build a bike and then sell it.
Okay.
And I think he's, like, talking about getting a track bike, like, a solely track bike. So he's not
Super
in the streets
Mario
anymore.
Or...
Like, I think a Triumph.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Or whatever. I think it's a Triumph that he crashed.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know. I kind of want to get him on here.
I know he is, but I don't even know if I follow him or not.
Just because, like, I always felt bad. I met him one time before he ate shit into the Porsche. And,
I thought that was him.
Do it? Yeah. That was him that hit the Porsche. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I want to hear about all that and, like, overcoming that.
That was a crazy crash.
And, yeah, man. I met him one time before that, and then, like, we had plans to kind of do a couple things, and then that happened, and I, like, text him. I was like, hey, man, I don't know if that was you that I just saw, but if someone's reading this phone, like, I really hope you're okay.
Like, are you alive, bro?
Yeah, I know. Like, his brother texted me back, and he's kind of asking, he's like, how did you know about this? And, like, somebody uploaded it on video, or on YouTube, I mean, and it was just like, ugh.
Dude, this is bad. In my head. That was the gnarliest crash.
Yeah. But
some people are lucky to be alive.
Oh, dude, big time. But, like, I felt bad because, like, so many people just started talking shit. Like, okay, you don't think he knows he doesn't need to ride on, like, the wrong side of the road and, like, some twisties? Like, dude, we all do dumb shit. Like, who cares? You don't have to sit here and talk shit to him. Like, if you go to his comments on Instagram, like, people still, like, there'll be a handful of, like, Porsche jokes or, like, something stupid like that. And you're just like,
you just never get past it.
Yeah. But he seems to, like, handle it well. At least, like, online, he seems like he handles it well.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get in. I'd like
That'd
to
be cool.
hear his story.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm stoked, dude. I'm stoked you're getting back into it.
Oh, I know, right? I'm like, I like have a fire built under my ass.
Yeah, keep it, bro. Keep it. Because yeah, I think there's potential for sure.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. I don't know if any other YouTube people are, like, you moto vlogger people are doing podcasts.
Dude, I actually searched.
I haven't come across.
I actually searched motorcycle podcasts because I was just
curious. I've tried two and I've never found anything.
It was like, there was a couple, like, small ones that, like, it wasn't, like, nothing related to what we would be talking about.
Yeah.
It was like,
That's how I feel. Like, I don't know. I don't think I'll hit, like, the whole motorcycle market of people that want podcasts about motorcycles, but
I think
I feel like I'll hit, like, a good
majority.
A good community going.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah. It'll carry over from, like, YouTube and all those kind of people that watch motor vlogs
Your
and stuff, I feel
like.
Hopefully, so.
Fuck yeah.
I guess we'll fucking see.
Right. So. Only one way to find out.
Yeah. All right, dude. Where can people follow you at?
At Cole Holly and the Moto Store, Supermoto Nation. Instagram is my main thing. Add me on Facebook if you want. I don't give a fuck.
Dope. I'll put those in the description, too. So.
Yeah, I'm not a huge YouTube. I got a YouTube. If you want to watch some old videos.
What's your YouTube?
Cole Holly. Cole Holly. Everywhere.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Cole Holly, dude, fucking go to the very beginning of Brad's YouTube channel. He's got like some drum videos on there.
Yo, I had to delete my first video. Like, I know we're trying to wrap this up, but I tell him real quick. I had videos on my YouTube when I was like, fuck, I don't know, like 6 years, 7 years old. But older than that, like I lied. I had an RC car, and we would light cell phones on fire. And then drag them behind the RC car. Like, dumbest fucking video. But I was like, yo, I was always going to leave it up there just to look
Extreme.
Back at it.
Extreme.
Yeah, yeah. I might actually, I'm curious. Hopefully I just marked it private and didn't actually delete it because I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, that's like some shit you want to like watch when you're older.
Yeah, like, I'd like to see that. Me and my homie.
Yeah,
like, just
yeah when Brad RC first cars. Came down, Pickles asked if he played any instruments and Brad said no. And you go look at his fucking YouTube and he had drum videos on there.
I knew that.
Bullshit. Motherfucker.
He still fucks around with that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get Brad in here for sure whenever he's back down.
Yeah, when he moves back. Hell yeah.
All right, dude. Well, I appreciate you coming.
Money. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes,
sweet. First stoked for it.
First episode down.
Damn.
Because that one with Evan Dunn count. Fuck you, Evan.
Yeah. What are we? Bikes and bullshit.
Bikes and bullshit, dude.
Hell yeah.
This is bikes and bullshit, man.
Are you going to like make an Instagram for it or no? Or just keep
I don't know. I like tried to make it and it all fucked up one time and like so I don't know I might it's like
idea.
Do I really need an Instagram
yeah, that's
for
true.
It
you really don't need it
I feel like I don't because
you know,
no. Oh one more thing I'm trying to like change my Instagram from Subimoto to @Tori just at my first name
oh shit
and I fucking messaged the dude that has it because he doesn't use it
had to buy that
I might have to, but he hadn't messaged me back, so I'm about to, like,
so
hit his
hard.
Wife up over it.
Oh, his wife's on there?
Yeah, his wife's, like, tagged in there, and she, like, posted
she
something
active?
Yesterday.
Oh, you're good, then.
And he posted something, like, in October.
Damn.
So, like, he just barely used it, so I'm trying to lock it down.
I tried to buy a page yesterday, and the dude, he hasn't messaged me back either. A lot of these old pages, dude, people haven't posted in a couple of years. It's so hard to get. There's no way to get a hold of them.
Dude, I think, like, when I first made an Instagram, I had @Tori for, like, a little
Damn.
Bit.
Damn.
I didn't realize like Instagram was about to pop off. I got an Instagram early.
The dude that has @Cole popped off.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like,
if you have
off.
@ any kind of short name, you're good. So
he's like the best graphic designer I've ever seen in my life. Stupid.
I think I've seen that page before.
Yeah, he's killing it. Damn, so I'll never get that one, but Cole Holly will do.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool, man.
Bye, dude. Thanks
I
for having me.
Yes, sir. That was the first episode. I appreciate everybody who listened, and I'd really appreciate if y'all go rate and review the podcast, tell a homie, do your thing, and if you review it and screenshot it and then send me a DM on Instagram @Subimoto, then I'm replying to all messages, dude. Tell me what you think. Tell me what I need to work on. So they'll just keep getting better, I guess, but I appreciate it, everybody. And